So, welcome to the second Sunday of Lent, where, as Father Brendan pointed out, as it is known in the Diocese of Lansing, this is the Diocesan Service Appeal Sunday. And the theme for the appeal this year is to offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now, in today's first reading from the book of Genesis, God promised Abram that if he was faithful to God, God would be faithful to him. If Abraham was faithful to God, then God would use him to create a nation which would include all of the communities of the earth. Well, Abram was faithful, so God was faithful. And we are the living proof of God's faithfulness, because we are privileged to be a part of a great worldwide Christian community that can literally trace its origins back to that conversation between God and Abram 4,000 years ago. And just as we represent the fruit of Abram's faithfulness to God, we are now called to be faithful to God through the Diocesan Service Appeal. Now, I have been your director of diaconal formation for almost 7 years. And because of that, I try to be in Lansing as little as possible, because my ministry isn't just in Lansing. My ministry is in every one of the 10 counties that make up our diocese. And I have been blessed to travel through all 10, and I have visited at least 60 of our 72 parishes. And I have met hundreds of Catholic men and women who live and practice their faith in the 10 counties that represent our diocese. And the most important lesson that I have learned through these journeys over these last 6+ years as director of formation is that we are the Diocese of Lansing. Okay, in the same way that St. Joseph's Parish is not Father Brendan, it's not the parish staff, it's not the buildings, it's not the two churches. We are the parish. Well, the Diocese of Lansing, okay, it's not Bishop Oye, and it's not the staff, and it's not the offices, and it's not the cathedral. It's all of us. I mean, the Diocese of Lansing is the 185,000 Catholics in the 10 counties of southeastern Michigan, which we are privileged to be a part of. But with every privilege comes some responsibility. And for we, as the Diocese of Lansing, our responsibility is to respond generously to the Diocesan Service Appeal. It's one of the ways that God calls us to be faithful. Because we need to understand that when Bishop Boyer reaches out through the DSA asking for financial support for the diocese, it's not about us versus them. It's about us. Now, Father Brendan shared a letter with us earlier this week in which he implied that our parish is really blessed by the ministry of the deacons. I hope you agree. Well, I can tell you that in the fiscal year 2022-2023, we as a diocese will spend $79,725 in the support of the 158 men in active diaconal ministry or in the process of becoming deacons, which means as a diocese, we spend $504.59 per man per year for diaconal services. Now, I really hope you feel like that's a bargain and that the money is being well spent, because I can promise you that all the DSA monies are really used as frugally and as widely to produce as much fruit as possible. Now, our parish goal this year is $110,661. And in the 20+ years that I have been a member of this parish, we have never failed to meet our goal. In fact, we've never failed to exceed our goal. And I would remind you that 50% of what we give beyond goal stays here. So, brothers and sisters, I appeal to you as the people of the Diocese of Lansing to generously support not just the deacons, okay, but our schools, our Catholic charities, seminarians, all the many ways that we as a diocese demonstrate our faithfulness to God, just as Abram did. Hey, God has been faithful to us. And now we need to be faithful to God by offering to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving.